steel companies in the United States and Europe are merging to create Mittal, the world's largest steel maker. The deal is a major success for Wilbur Ross, the chairman of International Steel Group. Ross is selling ISG for about twice what it cost him to put the company together. 3 years ago, he formed ISG from the remnants of bankrupt steel makers such as Bethlehem, LTV, and Weirton. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
Ask people in the steel business what they think of Wilbur Ross, the man behind International Steel Group, and you are likely to get a variety of answers. Some use terms like visionary to describe the former bankruptcy lawyer who created ISG. Others accuse Ross and his New York investment firm of profiting on the backs of workers. Ross jokes he's been accused of trying to reinvent the 19th century. But on one thing, critics and detractors agree, he has helped revitalize the steel industry. Mary O'Connor is with the consulting firm Locker Associates.
I think what he was able to do is something that the sort of old line big steel companies were unable to do. He was able to bring in a fresh perspective without any history and work in more of a partnership with the labor union.
Other analysts agree and point out that the steel industry was ripe for consolidation. Independent analyst Chuck Bradford says many steelmakers, especially the older steel companies, had costs that were way out of line.
There were too many people employed for the amount of work being done. I mean, they used to call in electricians on overtime to change a light bulb. That's the biggest thing that Ross did. He reduced the manpower at the plants and made them much more competitive.
At Bethlehem Steel and at LTV, employment at the company's aging mills was cut by as much as 30%. And in a move that won him the respect of the Steelworkers Union, he didn't just slash jobs on the factory floor. Ross says he also made large management cuts at the companies which he acquired.
We actually took out a higher percentage of the management overhead than we did of the hourly workers. We cut the layers of management from factory floor to CEO from 7 down to 3. And those are very highly paid people. So as you can appreciate, that was a tremendous savings in and of itself.
But big savings also came from eliminating around $14 billion in outstanding pension liabilities. Those pensions were picked up by the federal government's Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation. And the company, in a controversial move, also shed $5.4 billion in retiree health care costs, leaving many retired steelworkers without medical benefits. But while thousands of steelworkers lost health benefits or were let go in the course of creating ISG, Ross prefers to focus on the thousands of jobs he says he was able to save. Good-paying jobs, he says, came with the benefit of owning a stake in the new company.
We created jobs for 13,000 people who otherwise would be unemployed right now. And because of our profit sharing, those 13,000 people divided up $250 million of profit sharing this year. These are the hourly employees.
Employees at ISG also stand to profit from the sale of the company to Mittal Steel. With 165,000 employees worldwide and anticipated revenues of more than $30 billion, the merged company will be far and away the largest global steel producer. Barring any regulatory hurdles, the deal is expected to close next year. Ross, meanwhile, has already moved on to his next troubled industry. He's formed a new company, International Coal Group. He has hopes of being able to modernize that industry as well. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.